From the studios of Books in Motion, this is Damon Abdallah reading The Deer Springs Murders, Book 2 in the Scream series by Chet Cunningham. Now let's begin with The Deer Springs Murders. Chapter 1. Deer Springs, Oregon. Population 3,445. Waldo was in his late 30s and a worrier. He was a small-time burglar and convenience store robber who had a long record in Portland. His teeth chattered as he thought about this job. He was tall and wafer-thin, with a sallow complexion, pale green eyes, lots of dark hair and a slender nose he was forever blowing. He knew he drank too much, and he ate too little, but he couldn't change. "Okay, we go over it again," Waldo said to Tom, his partner. "We work our checklist and be sure we don't make any mistakes. We both have on latex gloves. We know where the man works. There is no nighttime guard on duty at the mill. We have license plates on this bucket of bolts you took from a car in a wrecking yard. We know our target works late on Friday nights. He usually quits about 9 o'clock. It is now Friday at 8:20 p.m. Tom, you have your piece?"
Yeah, my trusty beat-up but reliable .38 revolver. We won't need it, just for show. So let's get moving."
Tom was younger, about 25, impatient, unpredictable, and usually on the wild side, Waldo knew. But he specialized in dirty work. Tom had served 2 years for aggravated assault and said he didn't mind smashing in heads. He was 2 inches shorter than Waldo, but heavier in the shoulders and upper body. He wore a baseball cap from Caterpillar, had close-set brown eyes, was clean-shaven, and had a round face with a strong chin. He had shaved his